Fox Sports Radio.
Here comes the top of the fifth inning. Evergreen trailing by a run and Wyatt Brown to lead off against Ryan McEnroe. McEnroe is the Lakeland starter. On all the way, starts Wyatt Brown off with an off-speed pitch for strike one. Wyatt Brown has yet to be retired. Walked and singled, was caught stealing the last time he reached. Out in front of an off-speed pitch there, and Wyatt Brown's down on the count. No balls, two strikes. Evergreen's baseball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Off-speed pitch there, and Wyatt Brown swings and misses right over the top. Ryan McEnroe has been streaky in this ballgame. He had a stretch earlier in the game where he retired five in a row, and now he's retired his last five. Brady Burrell has the last hit against McEnroe back in the third inning. Burrell with a walk and a single. Off-speed pitch, chopped to third. In-between hop for Nick Peterson. Peterson with a long throw. Brady Burrell is out by half a step. The infield for Lakeland is solid. Looks like they're very comfortable, and these infielders make accurate throws over to first base. So maybe Ryan McEnroe is finding his groove, because suddenly the hits and the base runners seem a little bit harder to come by in these middle innings. Two outs and none on for Zach Hancock. Hancock has yet to have an official at-bat. Off-speed pitch down low. Ryan McEnroe is throwing almost nothing but breaking balls at this point. Hancock walked in each of his two plate appearances so far in this game. Two outs, none on. Fastball there, outside corner. It's a ball and a strike. Yeah, Ryan McEnroe looked sharp in the fourth inning and looks pretty good here in the fifth. And the Evergreens are going to have to, well, first of all, hold Lakeland and scratch out another run or two. Off-speed pitch here. Hancock hits it down the third baseline. Ooh, just foul. Nick Peterson was moving over to guard the line. It went off his glove, but it was fouled just on the dugout side of the third base bag. Zach Hancock was that close to getting it into the left field corner for extra bases. Instead, it's a ball and a strike. Watch out for the hook here. 1-2 pitch. It is a curveball, and it slowly bounced to the shortstop, Logan Murphy. Gonna have to hurry. He's safe. Yeah, Logan Murphy played that back or didn't charge in as aggressively as he had to and was unable to get it to first base in time. Zach Hancock's got himself an infield hit with two outs. Here's Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford 0-for-1. Walked his first time up. Nathan Sleaford is hitting better. He's got two hits in the last week, but he is still 5 of 32 for the season. First ball swinging and pops that foul and out of play down the first base line. Here we talk again about, can the Evergreens get one more bat hot? We said maybe it's Brady Burrell. Could be Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford's batting average was hanging around 150 for the a large part of the season. He's a better hitter than that, so maybe he'll come alive. Pitch here is chopped off the plate. Down the third base line, it is foul. No balls and two strikes. Sleaford smacks his hands together and picks up his bat like he wanted to do more with that pitch than he did. Two outs and one on as we play the top of the fifth. Evergreens are trailing 5-4. D.C. Everest is on a five-game winning streak, which is in jeopardy here against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Off-speed pitch, Sleaford fouls it back and stays alive. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us. Ryan McEnroe ready with his 0-2 pitch to Sleaford. It's an off-speed pitch, and that's fouled back again, just over the Everest dugout. We talked earlier in the broadcast about this intimate setting at Lakeland. This is a really nice place to watch a game because the crowd is so close. It's a ballpark that's just tucked in to the northwest corner of the school grounds at Lakeland High School. 0-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, misses outside. Good eye from Nathan Sleaford. One ball, two strikes. Evergreen's got two rallies going in the sixth and seventh yesterday with two outs. In fact, Walsall West was had Everest down to their final out in the seventh inning before it came off. There's a drive to right field, but that is foul, kind of an inside-out swing. We'll do one ball, two strikes again. And Zach Hancock was off and running with the crack of the bat like he's supposed to. With two outs, when you hear contact, off you go. That happened to be a foul ball. And then the Evergreens next Thursday. Merrill at home on Tuesday, on the road against Walsall East. Pitches low in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and Zach Hancock, the tying run, moves up to second base on a wild pitch. Ryan McEnroe just thrown his second wild pitch of the game. And now if Nathan Sleaford can get a hit to the outfield, Zach Hancock's got pretty good speed there. He would tie the ball game. So now this is a big pitch, and the fastball there misses down low. We've gone to 3-2. So Sleaford's going to get one to hit here. And if he reaches, Alex Kell, another bat that's gotten hot down the stretch in the season, due up. Off-speed pitch, smack to third, off the third baseman's glove and into the outfield. Evergreens are going to try and score a run, and they will. The ball game is tied. Nathan Sleaford, that was a hard-hit ball down the line at third. It went off Nick Peterson's glove. Going to look back at our official scorekeeper, hit or error. Not sure there. Hit. Okay. Thought it was hard enough hit that it was hard to assess Nick Peterson with an error there. So we'll give Sleaford the single and the RBI to tie the ball game. Here's Alex Kell. Runner is going. First pitch. Throw down to second. Got him. And the inning comes to an end. So the Evergreens get Sleaford's hit to tie the ball game. And then Sleaford is thrown out at second base to bring the inning to a close. 4.5 in the books. Our game is tied again, 5-5. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Minocqua. On a perfect afternoon for baseball, we've now reached the later parts of the day. It's a little bit cooler than when we first started, and still a very, very comfortable start to the holiday weekend. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have a new pitcher coming in to work the bottom of the fifth inning against the Thunderbirds. Here comes Austin Solomon. Solomon has been a solid pitcher. His last start yesterday was almost too bad to be believed, so he gets a chance at redemption today. Solomon worked only the first inning against Walsall West. He allowed two runs, walked two batters, only struck out one. Austin Solomon, of course, was let off the hook in that game as the Evergreens rallied in the sixth and seventh inning. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Lakeland order. Solomon had control problems the last time we saw him. And that pitch is up high for a ball to Nick Peterson. Peterson walked and laid down a sacrifice bunt, so he is yet to have an official at bat. We will close out the line on Ryan Kell, who came on in relief. First ball hitting, line drive to left field, leadoff single for Nick Peterson. So in this tie ball game 5-5, Lakeland puts the leadoff runner on. In fact, Lakeland has had the leadoff man aboard in four of the five innings. Totaling up our scorecard here for Ryan Kell. We'll give you his line in just a moment as Sam Killeen comes in. None out. Runner on first base. Here's Austin Solomon looking to bunt. Bunted back to the mound. Fielded cleanly. Austin Solomon throws to first. Almost threw wildly. Brady Burrell was able to corral that throw in for the out. And the go-ahead run moves to second base. So now that we are moving towards the later innings, the Thunderbirds are willing to play for one run. Ryan Kell came on with the bases loaded in the second inning. Only one of the runs that scored was charged to him. In fact, that run is unearned. Ryan Kell allowed three hits, struck out two, and walked one. And Ryan Kell, the run that the Evergreens scored, belongs to him. Well, actually, it's a tie game. We're tied at 5-5. So Ryan Kell will be no decision in the ballgame. Leadoff batter Logan Murphy fouls the first pitch off down the first base line for strike one. Murphy looking to reestablish the lead for Lakeland. He's got that runner at second base. And Austin Solomon comes set. Solomon's pitch, and there's a drive into left field, a base hit, and it gets by Mike Plaza. The run was going to score anyway, but Plaza let the ball get under his glove. It goes all the way to the wall. It's going to be a single and two more bases for Logan Murphy on Mike Plaza's second error of the ball game. He goes to second and dives in safely to third. Lakeland takes the lead, and on Mike Plaza's fielding error, another insurance run now stands at third base. That's a big miscue for Mike Plaza. It was a hard hit single on the ground to left field. Nothing tricky about it, though. Mike Plaza needed to be in front of it and was not. Played it off to the side. It went under his glove and then rolled all the way to the wall. That's a costly mistake. It will still be an RBI for Logan Murphy. The runner was going to score from second regardless of what Plaza did. Trying to squeeze the runner in. They've got the runner caught now between second and third. There's no one at third. If they tag him, he's safe. Safe because the third baseman, while shortstop covering, was unable to handle the throw there. An unsuccessful squeeze play where James Bant was unable to get the bunt down, and the runner is able to safely retreat to third. Evergreens have to have an out on that. Back at home plate, Bant apparently is going to be called for a strike there for offering at that squeeze play bunt. 6-5, and Lakeland was trying to get another run in on a squeeze. They're trying it again, and this one's popped up, and popped up foul off the screen. No balls and two strikes. Third base has been an adventure today. Cody Cocker, the third baseman, has two errors. Evergreens have five errors in the ballgame. And there on that play, Cocker looked like he was trying to apply the tag on the runner coming back to third. And the ball came free out of his glove. I mean, it's not an error there on the runner retreating, but it should have been an out. No balls, two strikes to James Bant. Here's the pitch. Solomon misses down low, almost threw wildly. If they can get Bant, that would be the second out. It's kind of important that the Evergreens strand this runner at third base. Evergreens, though, are willing to concede the run. They are playing back in the infield here. Runner again breaks down the line. This has popped up down the first base line. Does Brady Burrell have a play over there? Nope, just over the chain link fence. Foul ball. So we'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Boy, if that ball had stayed in fair territory and Brady Burrell could have made a play, that would have been big. Luke Kishka awaits on deck. Only one out. Our game was tied at the start of the inning. Lakeland has a run in here, 6-5. And now James Bant steps out, asks for time. You know, if the Evergreens playing the infield back, Bant has to put this ball in play because the Evergreens willing to concede a run. Instead, swing and a miss, a strikeout. Austin Solomon gets James Bant. That's an unproductive at-bat for Bant. He throws his bat and his glove. Yeah, he knew there that you've got to put that ball in play. Yeah, it's a little bit different scenario if the Evergreens are playing the infield in and are trying to cut down the run. And now James Bant said something not very nice that I would prefer our field microphones didn't pick up. Two outs. Here's Luke Kishka. Pitch to Kishka is a strike. And Austin Solomon can get out of this with only one run in. That would be a big deal. It would mean that Mike Plaza's fielding error in left would not hurt the Evergreens. So Austin Solomon is trying to bail out his left fielder here. First pitch is a strike. And here is a line drive just foul down the third base line. Kishka smacked that on the line, but wide of the line down in third base, down at third base. No balls, two strikes. Austin Solomon has given up two hits and has been reached for a run here in the fifth. Evergreens will send 9-1 and 2 up to bat in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's down in the dirt. The Evergreens will have to throw over to first to complete the strikeout, and they do. And that brings the inning to an end. Austin Solomon battles back and gets two strikeouts, and Lakeland leaves a runner stranded at third base. The Thunderbirds did get one in to retake the lead. Five innings are complete. It's Lakeland 6, D.C. Everest 5. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
With Lakeland plating a run in the bottom of the fifth inning, that is the fifth lead change we've seen in this ball game. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens now batting in the top of the sixth, trailing 6-5. Alex Kell to lead off against Ryan McEnroe, and the first pitch is ball one. Evergreens baseball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Pitches down low to Kell. Two balls, no strikes. Evergreens were able to get a run with two outs in the fifth to get this game tied. And they're given a run back in the bottom half of the fifth. Pitch there is high, and it's three balls and no strikes to Alex Kell. Kell walked and flied out in the ball game, so he's 0 for 1. Ryan McEnroe has been the only Lakeland pitcher we've seen. 3-0 pitch, throws wildly, missed outside, and Alex Kell is a leadoff base runner for the Evergreens. Trying to quickly count up the walks that have been issued by Ryan McEnroe. He's issued 7 walks in the game. Mason Hagenbusher to bat as the Evergreens come to the top of the order. Hagenbusher squared to bunt. Throw back down to first base, safe. Catcher James Bant slung that ball down there to Roseski, covering it first. And Alex Kell is back safely. Evergreens have had two runners thrown out trying to steal, so the Evergreens looking to bunt the runner over here. Again, a big lead. Hagenbusher pulls the bat away. Two balls, no strikes. Now, again, if you're Ryan McEnroe, who's thrown the last 6 pitches out of the strike zone, you have a batter who's willing to sacrifice. You have to throw a strike and let him take the out here. Instead, down low for ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Nick Peterson, the third baseman, is charging in trying to make a play should Hagenbusher get the opportunity to bunt. But again, McEnroe's got to throw a strike here, and instead he's thrown three straight balls, pulls the bat back, and boy, that's just really tough pitching. It is ball four. Mason Hagenbusher gets a four-ball walk. And I'm sure that's what McEnroe's coach is going to tell him as he comes out to the mound here. And I think that may be it for Ryan McEnroe. Just indicated to the umpire that there may be a lineup change coming here. We'll see if that is, in fact, the case. As Ryan McEnroe, with a one-run lead, has walked the first two batters that he's faced here in the top of the sixth inning. We have not had the actual indication of a pitching change yet. Kyle Zableski is the batter for the Evergreens once this conference breaks up, and Zableski is 0 for 3. And they will leave McEnroe in the ballgame. So what do you do here if you're the Evergreens? There are none out and runners on first and second. Do you ask Zableski to sacrifice? You put two men in scoring position with one out. I don't think Lakeland would pitch to Mike Plaza, who's the on-deck batter. Then you'd load the bases with one out. So what happens there? Zableski is looking to bunt. It's another ball. Suddenly, McEnroe cannot find the strike zone. He has had streaks of wildness in this ballgame, and Zableski was squaring to bunt. Looks to bunt again, pulls the bat away, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. If McEnroe issues his eighth walk here, he'd load the bases. Look, a pickoff throw to second, almost thrown into the outfield. In fact, it hit the lead runner there, Alex Kell, but didn't go far enough away for Kell to advance. Alex Kell is the runner at second. Mason Hagenbusher is at first. And the count is two balls, no strikes to Zableski. I'd let him hit here. Let's roll the dice. Nope, they have him bunting. Pulls away, and it's another ball, three balls, no strikes. Pitch high and in. Valley Communities Credit Union sponsors our ball game, serving all of central Wisconsin. Their mission is to build sound, lifelong relationships one member at a time. ValleyCommunities.org. Pitch there is another walk up high. All three batters have reached, and all three are there via walk. And the bases are loaded for the Evergreens. And Michael Plaza bats now with nowhere to put him, and that is going to be the end of Ryan McEnroe's afternoon. The Thunderbirds are going to make a pitching change here, and while they warm up their new pitcher, why don't we take a break as well? Our game situation, top of the sixth inning, Lakeland leads 6-5, but the Evergreens have the bases loaded with none out. We'll see how this situation ends in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Artie Aronis, Insider's Report. Ferrari, the fans in the stands last week's race were going crazy when Alonso was getting around his teammate and those two were battling it back and forth. And then the next lap, they were lapped by the leader, Lewis Hamilton. They were getting excited over really nothing.
You know, last year we got used to Vettel running away. What did he do? 9 wins in a row at one point. But that dominance can compare to what Mercedes has shown us so far for the simple reason that Mercedes is doing it 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And look at the difference between where McLaren is on the track and Mercedes is on the track, night and day.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
The new pitcher for Lakeland is Luke Kiska. Kiska had been playing second base. He'll take over for Ryan McEnroe. Now, McEnroe has allowed so far 5 runs, and 3 of them are earned. But McEnroe is also responsible for all 3 of the runners on base. So if Kiska is able to get out of this, McEnroe could be the winning pitcher. McEnroe could also be no decisioned or could be on the losing side of this game, depending on what happens in this bases-loaded situation. and Ryan McEnroe will stay in the game and will play second base. Mike Plaza to bat with the bases loaded. Plaza is 0 for 3 today. Started the ball game with a .450 batting average. Leading hitter in the Valley Conference. And he bats with the bases loaded and his team down by a run. First pitch from Kiska is up high for a ball. And after delivering that pitch, Kiska kind of stretching out his right arm, his throwing arm, like he wasn't fully warmed up. I mean, Kiska's coming in from second base. Here's his pitch. Took something off there and found the plate for a strike. One ball, one strike. Alex Kells at third, Mason Hagenbusher is at second, and Kyle Zableski's at first, all put there by walks from starting pitcher Ryan McEnroe. Pitch there to Plaza is up high, two balls and one strike. Plaza has yet to take the bat off the shoulder. You'd like him to be patient here. I mean, with Mike Plaza here, even though the Evergreens are down by a run, it just feels like the pressure is on the pitcher in this situation. 2-1 pitch, aimed that one, and missed down low, three balls and a strike. I think at 3-1, you let Plaza hit here. He's earned the spot to swing away. He's the best hitter in the conference. 3-1, off speed, swings and misses, 3-2. And now the junior Mike Plaza, you'd like him to have a very good eye. Good pitch, take a rip. Not so good, you don't want to swing at ball four because you get a run here. Here is the 3-2 pitch, missed outside, a bases-loaded walk, and the game is tied. Ryan McEnroe is responsible for the run that scored, and with that, Ryan McEnroe cannot be the winning pitcher. Cody Cocker is now batting. Cocker has a home run and is 1-for-3. Cody Cocker has moved up into the cleanup spot. And off-speed pitch there, inside for a ball. With the walk to Plaza, the game is tied again at 6-6. Evergreens have sent four batters to the plate in this inning. They have all reached on a walk. Took something off there, just tried to aim that pitch over and missed again inside. So Luke Kiska is struggling to find the plate as well. He's down 2-0. And with the game tied and none out, even though the pitcher has been struggling to throw strikes, I'd let Cody Cocker pitch here. And that was just a slow pitch over for a strike. Could not imagine that Cody Cocker would see a better pitch to hit than that. Instead, he took it. Probably on coach's instruction. 2-1. Cocker gets to swing away here, takes inside, three balls and a strike. Again, you try not to micromanage these situations here. I'd have Cody Cocker take here at 3-1. Worst case scenario, you go to 3-2 and let him hit then. See if you can get another run via a walk here. 3-2 pitch, that's not even close. It's up high. Another run is walked in. That's five straight walks for Lakeland pitching. And with the bases loaded walk, the Evergreens retake the lead. It's our sixth lead change today. It's been that kind of game. Here's Wyatt Brown. So now it is Zableski, the runner at third. Plaza is the runner at second. Cody Cocker's the runner at first. Loaded with Evergreen still, and now a 7-6 ball game. Wyatt Brown, ground ball to the shortstop. This could be two. To second, one. Not going to double up Wyatt Brown. He legs it out and winds up getting an RBI as a run scores on Wyatt Brown bouncing into a fielder's choice. And the Evergreens have an 8-6 lead. So Wyatt Brown brings in a run. A productive at-bat nonetheless, even though it is the first out. Cody Cocker was the runner who was retired at second. Mike Plaza moves over to third. And Brady Burrell is the batter. Brady Burrell a walk, a hit, and a ground out. So he's 1-for-2. And Brady Burrell has been a much hotter bat second half of the season than the first. First pitch to Brady Burrell is down low. Runner is going from first, and there won't even be a throw down. Wyatt Brown steals the base. Brown's been caught stealing once, and now moves into scoring position. Evergreen's up by two. This is a big at-bat for Brady Burrell. He could bring in two. Here's a wild pitch. Nope, caught by the catcher and blocked. Didn't get far enough away. It's down low. Two balls and no strikes to Brady Burrell. One out. Runners on second and third. And the Evergreens have put three runs across. They started this inning trailing by one. Got the game tied and put two more across. And the Evergreens still do not have a hit in this inning. Five walks from Lakeland pitching. That is on the outside corner for a strike. All five of those walks coming back to back to back. Wyatt Brown's been the only Evergreen to put the ball in play. And on the fielder's choice, was still able to bring a run in. It's two balls and a strike to Brady Burrell. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to short. Got a throw across the diamond, and they got Brady Burrell by a step. Another run comes in. That's a productive out for Brady Burrell. 9-6. So Burrell's ground out is able to get Mike Plaza in from third base. And Zach Hancock is now ready to bat. A single and two walks. Zach Hancock has reached in every at-bat. There are two outs now with a runner on third. Off-speed pitch from Luke Krishka. And that's called a strike. Evergreens have put four runs across here in the sixth inning. Pitch there misses. It's a ball and a strike. Hancock is trying to pick up a runner at second base, and that runner is Wyatt Brown, so there's speed on the bases. Hancock takes down low. Wyatt Brown is caught well off the bag. He retreats to second base. Brown was almost halfway. Almost caught between second and third. The infield here is very dry. Wyatt Brown got a pant full of sand when he dove back into second base. Kicked up a big cloud of dust. It is now 9-6 Evergreens. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Zach Hancock was out in front of that change of speed. Two balls and two strikes. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care. And here is a well-hit ball. It is going to go all the way out of here. A home run to left field. For Zach Hancock, a two-run jack over the 340 sign. And Zach Hancock has broken this game open. The Evergreens now lead 11-6. Luke Krishka trying to throw strikes, took something off of that, and Zach Hancock waited and swung through the hitting zone with authority. It's the Evergreens' second home run. And the Evergreens have now built their lead up to five runs. And the Evergreens have made a big, big comeback in this ballgame. Two-run homer for Zach Hancock. And now here's a well-hit ball that's going to drop into center field. First ball hitting is Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford keeps the hit parade going, makes a big turn, and just gets back to first base. Sleaford was almost committed an out there on the bases. Sleaford was the ninth man to bat for the Evergreens. And now Alex Kell is scheduled to bat. I think we are going to have a pinch hitter here.
Number two pinch hitter.
As the Evergreens have batted around here. And Jordan Ellenbecker is going to bat in Alex Kell's spot. Jordan Ellenbecker was seen earlier in the ballgame as a pinch runner. Ellenbecker becomes the 10th Evergreen to bat. Evergreens with six runs in here in the sixth inning to hopefully take control of this game once and for all. They lead now 11-6. And the first pitch to Ellenbecker is down low for a ball. Mason Hagenbusher scheduled to bat if Ellenbecker keeps the inning going. Here's the pitch from Krishka, misses up high. Two balls and no strikes. I mean, at this point, with the bases empty after the well, check that back. The bases are not empty. We've had the single from Sleaford. I think you'd still like Kruska just to throw strikes. Takes something off there, drops that one in for strike one. It's two balls and one strike. Again, Evergreen's baseball next week, two conference games. The Evergreens have battled back to 5 wins, 5 losses in the Valley Conference. Pitch there is over. Strike two to Ellen Becker. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Merrill and Wausau East. Final two conference games of the year. Both of those are winnable games. Evergreen's already in second place. Would love to finish 7-5. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. And Jordan Ellenbecker has struck out. The Evergreens send 10 men to the plate. They get 6 runs with the benefit of only 2 hits. Zach Hancock had one of those hits, a 2-run homer. And at the end of 6 innings, bottom of the 6th coming up, our new score, D.C. Everest 11 and Lakeland 6. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Now I'd like to,
Jason,
spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement. I love the Derek Fisher possibility. You got to thank Jason Kidd for making it a hot trend for smart players, respected players, to go from they finish their playing career and they transfer over to the bench in one season. Jason Kidd made teams realize, okay, guys can go from the court right away.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Bottom of the 6th inning, and Lakeland suddenly finds themselves trailing by 5 runs. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for either side. John Aguirre, the cleanup batter, to bat in the bottom of the 6th against Austin Solomon. Now you'd like Solomon to throw strikes here. And the pitch is over for a strike. The runs scored in that inning belong to Austin Solomon. He stands to be the winning pitcher. We can close the line on Ryan McEnroe now, who was the opening pitcher and worked into the 6th inning. Pitch there from Solomon is down low. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. McEnroe left with the bases loaded, and all 3 of those runs came around to score. So McEnroe allows 8 runs. Only 6 were earned. He worked 5 innings, allowed 5 hits. 3 strikeouts and 8 walks for Ryan McEnroe, who now stands to be the losing pitcher unless Lakeland can come back. It's a swing and a miss for Aguirre. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett Slavinsky, who's had a great day, 2 for 3, awaits on deck. Lakeland needs some base runners here, and the Evergreens have to wonder if they finally got this game under control. Well, not if Austin Solomon's not going to throw strikes. Pitch was down low there. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evergreens baseball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. 11-6, Evergreens. Lakeland led it 4-2 and had a 5-4 lead. Pitches down low there from Solomon, and the count goes full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lakeland has put the lead runner on in 4 of 5 innings. And Aguirre trying to make it here 5 of 6. Payoff pitch coming, and it's popped up on the infield. This is playable. Foul territory. Brady Burrell, the first baseman, makes the catch in foul ground. And there is the first out in the 6th inning. So John Aguirre may be finishing the day 0 for 3. Not sure if he'll wind up getting another at-bat. Brett Slavinsky single, double, and a ground out to first. 2 for 3. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. If you're at the game, post your photographs to everythingevergreens.com. Use your Instagram account and the hashtag, hashtag DC Everest. Pound sign for you old schoolers like me. Hashtag DC Everest. Play-by-play podcast, game photos, and blogs also, plus the updated schedule and our Fox Sports Radio broadcast schedule, all at everythingevergreens.com. Pitch was over for a strike, and now Austin Solomon is up high to Slavinsky. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the sixth. So many runs and walks and errors. This game's taken a while to play. This game is 2 hours and 6 minutes old right now. Pitch there from Solomon. Slavinsky swings and misses. That's strike two, a ball and two strikes. The Evergreens have not had a three-up, three-down inning. Austin Solomon, third Evergreens pitcher used today, about to deliver his one ball, two strike pitch. Here it comes to Slavinsky, missed down low, 2-2. The Evergreens started Sean Lutke in this game. Lutke worked only 1 1/3 innings. Gave up four runs, two of them were earned. One of those runs came in on a throwing error to the plate from Lutke. Ryan Kell worked 2 2/3. Now Solomon is on in relief. And here's a fly ball, shallow center field. Actually, the shortstop going back, Alex Kell, calling behind the bag, makes the catch. And there's the second out. Two up, two down in the sixth. Ryan McEnroe was scheduled to bat here. Jack Melms is going to bat in McEnroe's place. McEnroe was 0-for-2 at the plate, reached on a walk and two errors. So here's Melms' first time up. First ball hitting to the right side, gets through the hole between the first and second baseman. A two-out single for Jack Melms. Trevor Roseski to bat now. So Lakeland down by five needs base runners, and they've got one with two outs. Roseski is a right-handed batter, so it's righty on righty here as Austin Solomon checks his runner at first. Throws over, runner dives back safely. Austin Solomon came on to work the fifth inning. He gave up two hits and allowed a run. He also battled back for two strikeouts. Strike here on the inside corner, 0-1 to Trevor Roseski. 1-for-3. Just get the feeling from the way he looks at the plate that he is one of Lakeland's big bats. When we play these out-of-conference games, sometimes the stats are hard to come by. So you don't know things like batting average or what's going on here. Shadows now have extended out beyond home plate and almost out to the pitcher's mound. As the sun sets far in the western sky in Minocqua. Runner's got a big lead. Here's a ground ball to short. Should end the inning. Shuttle to second base, and they get the force to bring the inning to a close. Austin Solomon gives up just one hit, and Lakeland does not score. We'll go to the seventh. With the Evergreens up by 5, 11-6. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Lakeland, where we have reached the top of the seventh inning. Let's see if the Evergreens are hungry for more. They lead by five runs, and they'll be batting here against a new pitcher. Logan Murphy has come in. Murphy had been playing shortstop. He comes in relief of Luke Kishka. Kishka will stay in the ballgame, and he will go to shortstop. So pitcher and shortstop are changing positions here. We'll close out the line on Luke Kishka in just a moment. First ball swinging is Mason Hagenbusher. Fouls back that first pitch for a strike. Evergreen's plated six runs in the sixth inning. They came to bat in that inning down by one and came out leading by five. Kind of a twisting pitch there from Logan Murphy, and it's left up high. And the Evergreens got all of that with the benefit of just two hits. And the Evergreens left a runner on. Here's a pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, new shortstop, Luke Kishka, is calling, and he makes the catch. Mason Hagenbusher is retired. Looks like he will finish the day 1-for-4. Kyle Zableski now to bat for the Evergreens. Evergreens have 8 hits in the ball game. Pitches inside to Zableski. That's a ball. Lakeland has 8 hits, too. Difference here, Lakeland pitchers have allowed a lot of walks in this ball game. Pitch to Zableski is up high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Totaling up the final line on Luke Kishka. Luke Kishka cannot be the losing pitcher here. The loss would go to Ryan McEnroe, who left with the bases loaded. 3 balls and no strikes here to Kyle Zableski, and here's the pitch. Missed down low, and Kyle Zableski has a one-out walk. Another walk for Lakeland pitching. It's the 11th free pass that they have issued today. And let's see. Mike Plaza is scheduled to bat. Plaza is not going to hit here. And Josh Merchant is going to get a chance to pinch hit.
32, guys. 32.
Which means Mike Plaza will finish the day without a hit. 0-for-3 and a walk. Plaza did score a run back in that sixth inning. So Josh Merchant will get a turn. Merchant for the season, just 3 of 24, 125, but he's a big kid. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Not sure what purpose that serves. Throws wildly all the way to the screen. It's an error on the pitcher, and Kyle Zableski will move into second base. If you're Logan Murphy, you want to get outs here. And you know what? This is not good either, because Kyle Zableski, while running to second, has hurt himself. He's injured, and we're going to have a timeout here. Kyle Zableski is grabbing at the inside of his calf, and that... Boy, when you're doing that, it looks like you pulled a hamstring. In an 11-6 game, where you don't really need the runner to be moving, and Kyle Zableski is going to exit the game, and we are going to have a pinch runner here. Coach Dave Langbin and the trainer here out to look at Kyle Zableski, who is limping badly as he comes off the field. You know, if it's a hamstring... Depending on how severe it is, that could take a long time to heal. I mean, rest of the regular season and into postseason time to heal. Hate to lose Zableski like that. And again, he still hasn't even made his way off the field yet, just walking very slowly back towards the Evergreens dugout. Yeah, I mean, from the looks of this, Zableski's pulled something, maybe a hamstring. Bryce Hines is coming out to run. And Josh Merchant is still waiting for his first pitch. Josh Merchant plays first base mostly when first baseman Brady Burrell is pitching. So you like to see Josh. And Josh has struggled at the plate. Love to see him get a hold of one here. Runner at second base. One out. Top of the seventh. Merchant fouls that back. Got a good cut at that. Evergreens of Cody Cocker waiting on deck. Almost like you're cheering for Josh Merchant. Come on, Merch, get one here. 0-1. Pitch is over at the knees for a strike. Josh Merchant is down on the count. No balls and 2 strikes. Today's Evergreens baseball game is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Merchant waiting 0-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, and he lines it into right field, a base hit. Hey, Josh Merchant, just what we wanted to see from you. Wasn't hit hard or deep enough to score the runner from second base. Josh Merchant singles with one out in the seventh inning. Cody Cocker will take his turn here. Cocker moved into the cleanup spot. Two-run homer back in the third inning. The two Evergreens who have hit one out of here, Cody Cocker and Zach Hancock. Cody Cocker's a left-handed batter. Murphy's pitch misses inside. It is 11-6 Evergreens here in the top of the seventh, and the Evergreens are looking to bring that run in from third, another insurance run. I see beyond the outfield wall, the Evergreens JV team has just completed their game. They're at another park across the street, so they're coming back here on their bus. Pitch is over for a strike. Runner is going to second. The throw is into the outfield, and the Evergreens are going to score a run on the double steal. Bryce Hines comes in on the double steal. Josh Merchant. Merchant's not going to get many stolen bases. He's credited for a steal at second, and it's 12-6 now Evergreens. With a count at one ball and one strike to Cody Cocker. Wonder if you could get enough of these JV players in. Some of them might be pinch hitting here. Back to the box. Fielded by Logan Murphy, the pitcher, from his knees, throws the runner out. Cody Cocker grounds out to the pitcher. Josh Merchant advances to third base with two outs. And now here comes Wyatt Brown. Brown will have a chance for an RBI here. Wyatt Brown singled, walked, struck out. 1-for-3 with a run scored for Wyatt Brown. Brown was thrown out back in the third inning. In fact, if he did not take that base, he would have been on base, and it would have been a 3-run homer for Cody Cocker. No, I'll take that back. Wyatt Brown was on after the home run. Erase. Wyatt Brown, long drive to right center field. This is deep in the gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Wyatt Brown's got at least a double. He turns on the afterburners. He's going to have a triple, a stand-up. Now sliding in safely, Wyatt Brown. Three-bagger to the power alley in right field. And Wyatt Brown's long triple scores another run. So Wyatt Brown gets himself an RBI, bringing in Josh Merchant. And the Evergreens now lead 13-6. You know, this was a close and competitive ball game till the Evergreens have come alive late to put some distance between them and the Thunderbirds with the rallies in the sixth and seventh. This is going to be really a closer game when it goes final than this ball game. First ball hitting Brady Burrell. Bad hop goes over the shortstop's head. Came right off the lip of the infield and then went up and over. That's going to be a hit for Brady Burrell. You wouldn't score an error on the bad hop like that. And that was as obvious a bad hop as we've seen. So Brady Burrell today, 2-for-5, and scores Wyatt Brown on the RBI. The Evergreens have three more runs in here, and the score now is 14-6. Zach Hancock to bat. Two walks and two hits, including a home run for Zach Hancock. 2-for-2. Pitch there is a strike. If Zach Hancock should hit another home run, well, that would make it a 10-run ball game, and it would bring the game to the end. There are two outs here. Hancock misses outside, one ball, one strike. 14-6. Six runs for the Evergreens in the sixth inning. Three more here in the seventh. An inside-out swing, bounced into right field, a base hit for Zach Hancock. How about Zach Hancock? 3-for-3, he's reached base all five plate appearances. And Zach Hancock, who gets only limited times at the plate, has made the most of his opportunities here. And the Evergreens, with two outs, have runners on first and second. So those runners on first and second are the slaughter rule runners here. And here comes Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford has singled in his last two plate appearances, 2 for 3. Takes a pitch outside. Evergreen's up 14-6. Pitch to Nate Sleaford. That missed inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Today's D.C. Everest baseball game, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all athletes a successful season. And Baseman Shoe and Clothing for 80 years. Baseman's has been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. It's a swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to Sleaford. Stop in at Baseman's for all of your wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Two balls, one strike. Logan's pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Pitcher Logan Murphy had lost the count and thought that he struck out Nathan Sleaford. Was taking a couple of steps off the mound. Instead, it's two balls and two strikes. Nathan Sleaford batting with runners on first and second and two out. Swings and misses, and that brings the inning to a close. The Evergreens tack on three runs. The big knocks in the inning coming from Wyatt Brown and Zach Hancock. Bottom of the seventh coming up, last at bat for Lakeland, and the Thunderbirds trail 14-6. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. Our venue is Lakeland High School in Minocqua, Wisconsin. Bottom of the seventh inning, it's Minocqua's last at-bat, and they'll need to come up with eight runs. Austin Solomon is sent up to try and close out the ballgame. And the Evergreens are leading 14-6. Nick Peterson to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Austin Solomon, who stands to be the winning pitcher, has allowed only one run. He's given up three hits. First pitch to Peterson. Throws wildly all the way to the backstop. Ball one. Kind of the biggest challenge for Solomon, I think, here is that, you know, the innings have taken so long that he spent a lot of time on the bench or in the dugout in between coming out and getting chances to throw. Solomon's 1-0 pitch puts that one over for a strike. Nick Peterson sacrificed, walked, and has a hit. Score two runs. So this Lakeland team, after losing in conference to Rhinelander last night, bouncing ball to third, playing back on it is Cody Cocker. Throw across the diamond and got him at first base. Cody Cocker almost threw wild. Brady Burrell was just able to keep like his big toe on the bag to get the lead runner out there. Yeah, Lakeland lost in conference to Rhinelander yesterday. And it also dropped a game to Mosinee. Before that, the Thunderbirds had a four-game winning streak and 5 of 6 towards the middle of their season. But it's the Evergreens who seem to be the hot team now. Sam Killeen to bat pitches inside for a ball. Playing the bottom of the seventh in what is now a 14-6 game. Again, we will speak again late on Tuesday, as our Evergreens versus Merrill home game will be on tape delay after the Woodchucks. Broadcast time will be 9:30 or 10 o'clock. pitch from Solomon is up high. And as we mentioned earlier, because, you know, with the Woodchucks starting their season, when we have high school games that are backed up because of that on tape delay, we'll post the podcast immediately at foxsportswausau.com and at our new website, everythingevergreens.com. If you haven't been there yet, well, what the heck's wrong with you? Everythingevergreens.com, game photographs, blogs, tweets, stuff. Pitch there is outside. It's 2-1 to Sam Killeen. Here's Austin Solomon's pitch. Fouls it back. 2-2. Again, a lot of the Evergreens players here. You know, you got a lot of families on the team. Have cabins or vacation plans up north. I bet the team bus will be only half full. Half these players will travel with their parents to begin the three-day weekend, whatever celebrations come along with that. Maybe only half of them will be going back to the Everest campus. Pitch there is fouled off, and we stay at 2-2. One out and none on as we play the bottom of the seventh inning. You know what? Some of these Evergreens JVers may not actually get into the game because they have their grays and you need your greens to play. Uniforms not matching up. Solomon's 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled back again. So Sam Killeen continues to battle Austin Solomon. Sean Lutke started. Ryan Kell worked 2 2/3 innings. Kell was good today. Gave up only one run. But Austin Solomon stands to be the winning pitcher. 2-2, swing and a miss. And Sam Killeen has struck out. That is Austin Solomon's third strikeout. And to Solomon's credit, he hasn't walked anyone. Lakeland pitching has allowed 11 walks. D.C. Everest only 4 walks. Errors have been up in this game for the Evergreens. They've committed 5. Don't like to see that. Now down to the final batter, Logan Murphy has just been beamed. Took a fastball that hit him from Austin Solomon. And James Brandt comes up. I've got 2 outs and 1 on. As if you're the Evergreens, you'd just like to end this and get out of here without any injuries or anyone getting hurt. Austin Solomon comes set. Pitch here. Line drive down the left field line. Foul ball. Sent it on a line down there. Just didn't have it straightened out. James Bant, the catcher, has thrown out 2 Evergreens attempting to steal here in the ballgame and looks pretty good on those throws to second. Evergreens did suffer an injury in this game. Kyle Zableski left with what looked like a pulled hamstring. Pitches down low in the dirt, bounces away from catcher Ellenbecker, catcher Zach Hancock, rather. And Logan Murphy advances on what's going to be scored a wild pitch from Austin Solomon. 2 outs, runner on second, as Austin Solomon tries to get the final out of this ballgame. It's 1-1 to James Bant. Here's Solomon's pitch. Ground ball to third, hard hit, off Cody Cocker's glove and loose in the infield. That was hit hard enough that that's going to be a hit. Cody Cocker already has 2 errors there. And that was smashed to third. Cocker did a good job keeping it from going into the outfield. A hit for James Bant. And runners at first and third now with 2 outs as Luke Kishka comes to bat. Kishka started the game at second. Came in and pitched. Worked 1 full inning. And then went back out of the field at shortstop when he was relieved. Pitch to Kishka is over for a strike. At the plate, Kishka has struck out twice. He's 1-4 in the ballgame. Again, the outcome of this game is really not in doubt. The Evergreens lead 14-6, just trying to get this final out here. And then let the holiday weekend begin. Kishka fouls that back. No balls, 2 strikes. And now the T-Birds are down to what could be their final strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They do have runners on first and third. So Kishka could pick up an RBI with a hit here. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Did he check his swing? Yes, he did. Evergreens are going to appeal to the infield umpire, and nope, infield umpire is going to let us play a little more. That is the right call. Kishka did not go around. Although our infield umpire had the opportunity to end it and decided not to. It's one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul ball down the first baseline. So, yeah, a few more pitches before we go final. Evergreen's Baseball is brought to you by Glen Ray Radiator. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiator, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiator. Well, Luke Kishka is not going to go down easily. Here's Austin Solomon's 1-2 pitch fastball. That just missed. And our home plate umpire will let us play a little longer. Two balls, two strikes. That was close. He could have rung up Kishka, and no one would have complained about it. Instead, a 2-2 offering coming from Austin Solomon, and here's a line drive to center field. Wyatt Brown had to jump up, and it goes off his glove. It almost went over his head. That's going to be a hit for Luke Kishka. Although if Wyatt Brown was taller or had a slightly bigger vertical leap, he would have been able to make a leaping catch out there. Instead, Luke Kishka singles and singles in a run. It is 14-7. Luke Kishka will get credit for an RBI. Yeah, Wyatt Brown would have had to have made an exceptional play and would have had to have really gotten up high to make a play there. It did go off his glove, although he left his feet to try and reel in that line drive. And here is John Aguirre, wild pitch from Austin Solomon. Lets the runners move up. So you know what? It's a little bit sloppy here in the seventh. Again, it's 14-7. Outcome's not really in doubt. John Aguirre could bring in two with a hit to the outfield. Pitches down low. Austin Solomon's trying to be a little too fine here. Yes, Aguirre is the cleanup batter. So, yes, you don't want to throw him a fastball. But you're up by seven runs, so there's nothing that Aguirre can do at the plate that can hurt you. I mean, he can't hit a seven-run homer. So you don't want to nibble on the outside of the plate. You want to throw strikes. Let him put the ball in play. Trust your defense behind you. Instead, it's two balls, no strikes. I mean, what you don't want to do is load the bases and get into some kind of round-and-round-we-go scenario. Challenge the hitters. Let them put the ball in play. Get this final out and go home happy. Again, Lakeland has been down to their final out for the last three batters. Austin Solomon got the first two that he faced in this inning, then gave up a walk and two singles. Pitch there is down low. It's three balls and no strikes to Aguirre. This might be a situation where maybe Coach Langman comes out and says, hey, throw strikes, challenge him. Don't need to be afraid of anyone when you have this seven-run lead. Pitch here is over at the knees for a strike. Aguirre was one step out of the batter's box towards first. He thought he had a walk. Instead, the count goes to 3-1. Aguirre steps into the batter's box, and here is Austin Solomon's pitch. That fastball, ooh, a little high. Ball four, and the bases are loaded. All right, so the third and final out is officially elusive for the Evergreens. Brett Slavinsky is not going to bat here. Ethan Metz is going to bat instead for Slavinsky. Bases are loaded. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Pitch is down low for a ball. Two outs, bases loaded. It's a football score now. Evergreen's lead, 14-7. Solomon's pitch, high strike, one ball, one strike, in part because Ethan Matz is such a tall kid. It is Bant, the runner at third, Kishka at second, and Aguirre, the runner at first, pitches outside. One ball, two strikes to Ethan Matz. And once again, Austin Solomon will try and get this final strike to nail down the win. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. Finally. Lakeland gets one run and cuts the final margin of victory from 8-7. our final score from Minocqua, D.C. Everest 14, the Lakeland Thunderbirds 7. Congratulations to the Evergreens. They've now won 6 in a row and improved their record overall for the season to 10-7. Back with a quick final recap, and then we'll get our three-day holiday weekend underway. Back in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Steve Gorman Sports. This is Steve Gorman Sports.
The Charlotte Bobcats are no more. The Charlotte Hornets now officially back in business.
Give me the reason behind that.
I don't know. I didn't even know that the Charlotte Bobcats existed until I heard they just closed down the tents. So, you know, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. A decade plus, just a miserable experience for the Charlotte Bobcats.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Lakeland High School. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens defeated the Lakeland Thunderbirds 14-7. Not sure what to say about this game because the game was much closer until the Evergreens broke things open when they sent 10 men to bat in the sixth inning and plated 6 runs. In fact, the Evergreens started that inning trailing 6-5. And when the inning came to an end, the Evergreens had reestablished control of the game and went on to victory. Lakeland had a 4-2 lead earlier in the ball game, and it looked like Ryan McEnroe was cruising along, but McEnroe had streaks of wildness. He takes the loss. He allowed 8 walks in the ball game. Lakeland pitching gave 11 free passes in total in the ball game. The Evergreens with 14 runs in the ball game. And the Evergreens managed 13 hits. They committed 5 errors. For Lakeland, they scored 7 runs in the ballgame. Lakeland had a total of 10 hits. And the Lakeland Thunderbirds also had some defensive problems in this game. They committed 3 errors. The Evergreens improved to 10-7 in this non-conference game, and Lakeland falls to 12-8. The winning pitcher for D.C. Everest is Austin Solomon. He came on and worked the final 3 innings. Austin Solomon struck out 4, walked 1. He did allow 5 hits and was touched up for 2 runs, both of them earned. Again, the Evergreens have the 3-day weekend off and will play again on Tuesday, their final home game at Simon Field against the Merrill Blue Jays. That game will be on tape delay after the Woodchucks around 9:30 at night. The podcast will be posted in real time on our websites, everythingevergreens.com, and on our other website, foxsportswausau.com. Take some time this weekend to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. A salute to our military families as we observe Memorial Day on Monday. A 3-day weekend for the Evergreens, and they go in with a happy 14-7 win and a 6-game winning streak. Again, our final score from Minocqua. It's D.C. Everest 14, Lakeland 7. I'm Chris Conley, and thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.